You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. People tell me to smile and be happy, and I hate that. But are they right? Should I just pretend everything's great? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I always say, don't worry, be happy.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, that's because that never, ever works.
Oh, well, fair enough. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, I can't help but notice that you seem to be treading water in open ocean, and you're surrounded by a lot of shark fins. I think you should worry a little bit.
I'm just going to be happy.
Okay.
That'll make you more delicious for the sharks. A happy meal always tastes better.
That's good.
We are answering a question that came in tonight at thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your question. This week's question says, people tell me to smile and be happy, and I hate that. But are they right? Should I just pretend everything's great? And Glenn, there are two broad areas in which this bit of advice as to put it, might come from, one of which, as you're pointing to, we can dismiss pretty much out of hand because that's just useless. But what's that angle?
Well, I think there's a there's sort of an attitude of your happiness makes me feel a little bit icky.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say to it, and I'm kind of embarrassed in this moment, and I think whatever I say or do might just make it worse. So here's the thing. Why don't you just don't feel what you're feeling? And I don't know about anybody else listening to this, but for me, that will take me from being bummed out into a blind rage. You know? And the truth is, it is tough to speak to what people are going through. It is tough to dig out of unhappiness and being in a depressed state. But it's important to recognize that that you need to surround yourself with people who care about your actual problem, even if they don't know quite what to say.
Absolutely. We in the way we work with it, we would call that invalidating someone's emotions.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, I say, well, have you tried not having that feeling?
Ooh,
just
right.
Replacing it with a better one?
Right.
By changing the oil in your car. You
right.
Drain out the sadness and you just put in happy.
Oh, wow, that works great.
It does not.
Oh!
Turns out that's terrible advice. And if someone's giving that advice, as Glenn's pointing out, either they don't really care about you being happier, or they just don't have anything better to tell you.
Yeah.
The good news for us is that makes that fairly easy to deal with, which we just smile and move on from ever talking to that person if we don't have to.
Yeah.
But, Jed, there's another angle on this that could come from someone who's trying to help, and I think we might be better spending the rest of our time looking at that, right?
You're absolutely right. So this is more rare, and this would probably be from people who are a bit older than you are, but there are people who you're going through a rough time, and they would say to you, I think you should be happy. And what they mean is that they believe that happiness on some level, in some ways, is a choice. It's a choice that people make, that in some ways you can choose to be happy, and they want you to choose it. They want you to choose happiness in your life. Now, let's pause for a second and say whether their belief is correct or not, this is coming from a good place. They want you to have actual happiness. They don't want you to have a weird denial thing going. They want you to have actual happiness, which is great. It's cool that they would want that for you. I think the key question we want to ask is, are they right that happiness is a choice? Are they right that you can choose to be happy? Because if that's true, then that actually is good news. We would want to investigate that. If it's not, it's a well-intentioned sentiment, but it would be kind of a cruel thing to pursue. So we really want to get a good answer on that. Can we choose to be happy?
It's a great question. There is an answer to it, and we'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Run away! Bridge Loud.
We are back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's important to have a good attitude.
There's something about the way you hit that first tee that makes me think you don't think that.
Good attitude. Whatever you're going through, have a good and positive outlook.
See, you don't sound British until you hit the tee.
Yeah.
And I assume that the British are inherently sarcastic.
Yeah.
There's something ringing hollow about that. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
The Sharks are getting closer. I think we may be past the point of good attitude. I think it's time to worry.
Good attitude.
Okay. He seems convinced. We are continuing to answer the question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com about just such things. This week's question says, people tell me to smile and be happy, and I hate that. But are they right? Should I just pretend everything's great? And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed posing the question of, could people give this advice in actual good intention that you can choose to be happy?
Right.
I think we know clearly, we've said on the show before, that you actually can't choose your emotions. Your emotions come on you. But what we can choose, and what people who give this advice may be pointing to, is you can make choices that will get you closer to happiness than you are now.
Right.
So what are some of those things?
Well, I think the key thing is looking at what can you control and what can you not control. You know, we have a faith-based nonprofit. We're working with guys behind bars. There's a certain amount of stuff that they can't control. We can't go in there and say, well, just think positive. It doesn't work that way. There are things that we can control. We can look, first and foremost, at having healthier relationships. Most of us, that's a big source of our displeasure, is we're in a bad situation. We need to get out of that or establish some boundaries that allow us to be more healthy within that. Serving others, helping others, hurricane victims, poor folks in your area, helping out with the Little League team, any of those kind of things. And then growing in your job skills is another area where you can maybe look forward to having a better job and be in a healthier work environment, those kinds of things. Those are things that we have control on. If you've been to a 12-step program before, you've heard them do the serenity prayer, which is, God, grant me serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. I think that's a big key.
It's definitely a big key. And, Jed, one of the key things in that is changes.
Yes.
So if this is good advice to make choices that get you closer to happiness, that inherently means changing something.
Yeah.
There are obstacles to that, and I think we would do well to acknowledge that fact, right?
Absolutely right. You know, Matt, you said, and rightly so, that you can't choose your emotions, but you can choose steps that will lead to a more satisfied life. Glenn rightly laid down that actually that can be some pretty simple things. Just healthier relationships with healthier people. Find a way to give back to your community and serve other people. You know, working and growing in your job and your career. I mean, almost anybody can do at least some version of those three things, and they will lead to a happier life, a more satisfied life. But very few people are trying to do any of those.
Right.
It's kind of a weird thing. I mean, it involves making changes. I think we have to ask, are we all that scared of making changes? You know, are we all that, would we almost rather live a less happy life with fewer changes in it? You know, because it seems like maybe we could sort of choose to journey towards happiness, but most people don't. Why is that? What is it about making changes that's so frightening to us? I think we need to get into that.
Absolutely right. And the good news is that there are definite things you can do to get to the other side of that, which we will look at when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Rhythmic
We are back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm not being eaten by sharks, and I have a positive attitude.
Well, let's hope that applies to everyone on the show. We're also joined by Jed Brewer.
Okay, the sharks have actually taken off my lower right calf.
Right.
I think we need immediate medical attention, probably medevac. We probably need to prep the OR.
But is that happening because you have a bad attitude? Because I'm standing on shore with a good attitude, and I'm not being eaten.
We're just
by
isolating
sharks.
Variables here.
That's right. That's right.
Seems like if you were going to be a positive person, you'd say calf cramps are hard and suck.
Right.
And not have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. It's done.
Think of all the money you're going to save on shoes.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, people tell me to smile and be happy, and I hate that. But are they right? Should I just pretend everything's great? And Glenn, we close out that last segment with Jed looking at the fact that there are real obstacles to making the choices and the changes that would lead to a happier life.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the most important thing advice we can give on this is how to identify what that is in order to overcome it.
For sure. I think a lot of people out there are afraid of failing. You know, they don't want to try because they could fail at stuff. And that's a real thing. It makes a certain amount of sense. If you've had some failure in your life, things haven't worked out. You know, if you're having problems with this girlfriend, you think, well, if I dated somebody else, it would just all happen all over again, and I don't have much to offer, and so on and so forth. This is how we get into that downward spiral of depression. But I think once we push through that fear of failure and saying, I will fail at a certain amount, at a certain rate, that's all part of life, and that's nothing to hide from. Then we can start engaging in making changes, as Jed was talking about in the last segment, and making some transformations where we're out from underneath these things.
I think that's a great point. And Jed, I think we can bridge that into making those changes. And this is actually an outlook issue. There
Yes.
is a way in which having a good attitude, which is you can choose to look for wins and focus on the momentum you get from those as opposed to looking for the failure.
Yes.
What effect does that have on this?
Well, this is the thing. Failure is inevitable. Everybody, if you're trying something new, you're going to fail a certain amount. So if we're saying, I'll gauge this on whether or not I'll ever fail, then you shouldn't do this or anything else because you will fail at least a little bit at everything. But if we adjust our outlook to say, how do I succeed, then we can start finding really promising ways to approach things. I'll tell you what I mean. So maybe you say, I want to grow in stuff at my job. That's an area where I could really use to make some progress. Okay. Start with just that area. Don't try and change everything else, or just worry about job stuff for, you know, a couple weeks, a couple months, and pick the easiest win you can find. Maybe you're working at the job site and they're offering an optional training thing, teach people to use a new machine if you sign up for it. Well, sign up for it. That's an easy way to begin. You've given yourself more skills. You've grown a little bit. Once you've done that, find another easy win, another place where it's easy to plug in and you can get that. Man, now you've got momentum. If you've taken one step, you're on the journey. If you've taken two steps, you're super on the journey.
Yeah, the first step is the hardest.
The second step is the second hardest. After that, it starts to get easier and easier. Yeah, you'll have some failure along the way, but you've already got some success.
Yeah.
You succeeded round one, you succeeded round two. You're doing great. If you keep building on top of those steps, you'll transform your life and you'll wind up with a happier life.
Which is exactly what we want for you, and we'll come back with a little more advice on that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Told me that I must behave. It's you only.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Well, I have never been eaten by a shark, and I'm quite proud of that fact.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I have been completely devoured by a shark. I'm not sure what medical technology is allowing me to still deliver this intro, but I'd like to say attitude did not help in my attempt to not be shark devoured.
I still don't know why Q-Rock put sharks in the studio, but yeah. It's pretty metal.
It is, and it's helping us learn a lot about life, fellas.
Yes, a lot of lessons.
Exactly right. We're going to continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, people tell me to smile and be happy, and I hate that. But are they right? Should I just pretend everything's great? Now, Jed has been devoured by sharks, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But maybe we shouldn't have chummed the waters around Jed.
That's right.
Because, in a way, chum is a shark's version of the secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
A little something extra that really takes it over the top.
Yeah.
And Glenn, as you mentioned, we have a Christian ministry working with folks coming out of hard times, and you've been doing that for a long time. What have you learned about this kind of desire to just, I'm just going to be happy now?
Well, yeah, I'm like the person who wrote this question, and I hate that attitude. I hate that sort of what we call a channel changer. You know, you're just telling me don't feel what I'm feeling. I don't like that. And the truth is, it's important for people who are listening to know that we care, and we're not trying to tell you to don't feel what you're feeling. It's important for you to know that God cares about you in that way, that you can be honest with God, and that God isn't expecting, and we aren't expecting you to just think different and stop feeling what you're feeling, that you can be honest with Him because He cares about you in that way, and so do we.
Yes, absolutely right. And Jed, the Bible actually talks about that. It says that you should give this stuff up to God because that's going to get you closer to happiness, even just in itself, just unburdening yourself in that way.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The Bible says actually a number of times, the phrase it uses is cast your cares upon the Lord. And there's a lot of good reasons to do that, but one of them is if you keep all the stuff that's making you miserable bottled up inside of you, it all just gets worse. It hurts you more, it hurts you harder, it hurts you worse. The beginning of healing is taking the cork off of that and beginning to let it out and having a safe place where you can just talk and share about how you're feeling and what you're facing without fear of being judged. And for some of us, we live lives where we're not sure if our friends and our family would judge us or not. We're not sure if they could handle that. They might tell us, oh, don't tell me those things, just be happy. But the good news about God is He will never, ever judge you. If you go to Him and you say, here's what I'm dealing with. This thing's driving me crazy, and this thing's driving me crazy, and this other thing's driving me crazy, and I just need to tell you how I'm doing. God will always be happy to hear you. God will always be happy to listen. He will never reject you on that. He will never judge you. And if you're willing to let Him, He'd actually like to help.
Absolutely right, as would we. So if you have a question for us, we will never judge what you write in. BridgeLoud@gmail.com. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.